Two champs now out of England. We're going to England. Pay-per-view.
That's what I like.
A great one.
That's what I like to hear.
That's great. I want to fight. That's all. I want to fight.
You like the idea of a pay-per-view in England?
UFC 304 has been announced for Manchester, England, by having it for U.S. primetime. So the time of the card is going to be as usual. That means 10 p.m. Eastern American time, meaning 3 a.m. for the UK audience.
The UFC's coming back to Manchester, not London.
I like that Manchester was just referred to as not London.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Manchester, good place, lovely place.
Good people.
Either way,
good
hard-working
people.
They are good hard-working people.
All right, Maggie. Okay.
It's not London, I swear.
The UFC's coming back to the UK out for a pay-per-view. All right, it's going to be a good time. Yeah. You can spend your pocket money. No. Get in the car, mate. Pop one down Manchester. I won't take 20 minutes.
Where are you from?
In car. Yorkshire. Mate, first of all, why is this pay-per-view happening at 3 a.m.?
Because more Americans buy this product than English people.
Yeah.
There you go, problem solved.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, see
you. Yep. Sign all right, off. Guys, thank you. Cheers, shut it down.
But that is...
Well, so why did they do 286? Obviously, they did it to build up the UK audience, right? Like, let's have an event here. Well, let's have a champion who's actually English headline a pay-per-view, UFC 286. We went to that. At the end of that, you know, I think they had a really great turnout. I think everything really sold well, you know, all those things, whatever you want to say. They held it local time. So what is wrong with this pay-per-view where it looks like, you know, this is still speculation. Tom Aspinall said he's already on the card, just waiting on the opponent to sign. Leon will probably be on it too. So what's the logic here? Like, why have it in London on local time, but not this one? So I guess I'll ask that to you because you had the simple answer to.
Oh, he's not. I've
got an answer if you don't have one. It might actually be a very simple case of Bisping, when they did it in the middle of the night last time, that wasn't in London, was it?
No, that was Manchester.
So it might be a case of the O2 literally has like a curfew on how long events can go.
Good point.
And they're just like, you cannot be in there past this time. Whereas in Manchester, they don't give a fuck, mate.
Like, I guess the argument, going back to your point, is that they'll sell more pay-per-views in the United States.
Yes.
That is true. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do that, why not just hold it, you know, like... Mm-hmm. I don't know, at a hybrid time, like, why not try to... what's the point of even having an event where you're celebrating your champions in front of a championship crowd while they're all dead tired at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. In the main event of Bisping versus Henderson, so when we went at 2:04, we had a press pass. That was with What Culture. And they also gave us tickets, which was pretty cool. So you could actually go out into the arena and watch it. So but we were in the nosebleed. So obviously it was just a bunch of tickets that weren't sold that you could go up and watch. And I'm not joking. Pretty much all the nosebleeds were just like fast asleep. Because it was so hot in that arena. All the heat was rising up. And everyone was just like, had like copious amounts of beer. And just flooding their brain sleeping. Along with the heat. And everyone was just passed out. But there was literally a dude in front of me that was just snoring.
So is
snoring
that the crowd you want at an event?
Well, yeah,
like
that's
this,
it, isn't it?
Historic occasion while people are just like,
That was Dan Henson's last
fight. So that
fight
was exactly
well.
100 UFCs ago. They were in Manchester.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool fact for you to take home, everybody. Do you really think that, like, it's going to make that much of a difference, like, in terms of pay-per-view sales, if it was on, like, 4 hours earlier? Like, it feels like it doesn't.
Well, supposedly, you know, because obviously we're talking about local stars and those being the drivers of this, where they're from. Habib Poirier supposedly sold extraordinarily well, and that was on Abu Dhabi time.
That's true.
The day.
So it's like, if they're a star, they'll sell. If they're not a star, they won't sell. So just put it on at the time that makes the most sense.
Is there any like ESPN sway, or can the UFC kind of do what they want?
I don't think that they influence. That used to be a thing. So like Spike TV back in the day, it used to be super controversial. They would insist on airing at a better time slot. So they used to air the cards on tape delay. So when Dan Hardy got knocked out by Carlos Condit, we knew the results before that even aired in America.
Did you put a bet down?
James Krause.
But yeah, so like it's happened before, tape delay and things like that, to try to accommodate the American audience at a more kind of prime time, so to speak. But dude, I used to live in Eastern Time US. We're only 5 hours behind here. Central US is where I usually grew up. And yeah, the thing is, those cards are ending at like 2 a.m. Even in the US, these late times kind of suck. They're even late for the US.
But yeah, you're totally right. Why? What's the point of trying to create an international audience when you're only really catering for Americans despite being in the country?
Specifically West Coast time zone even.
And,
yeah.
and to be fair, to the fucking fighters as well. The people on the card are going to be European fighters that are used to the time. It's not like, you know, is there an advantage for Americans coming over?
They're going to have to do the weird Abu Dhabi thing where they live nocturnally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also because all the coaches are going to have to train nocturnally. Yeah.
It's just really not helpful.
Yeah, and for anybody that wants to say it's just Abu Dhabi, I mean, I remember watching Zhang Weili win the title against Andrade, and that aired at 2 a.m. U.S. time.
Was that pay-per-view?
The main card started at like 2 a.m. U.S. time, so it was like inverted.
Yeah.
That was not a pay-per-view, that was a fight night. Yeah. And so it was even more kind of random, you know? Mm-hmm.
If I was in America as well, like, honestly, I'd fucking love to watch a fight in the afternoon or like lunchtime.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's plenty of... I've heard that from the fans that like, oh, excited for a Saturday afternoon card. So every pay-per-view at that time slot probably doesn't make sense, but one every so often... It can't hurt
like
that
every
much.
Other
like,
sport kind of takes place like
in the afternoon. Yeah. Football's
in
on
the,
right?
yeah afternoon or when does like and when does the NBA take place? That evening shows where you go and you watch a basketball game in the evening or
oh man, the last time so when I lived in Indiana went to a Pacers game. I mean that was evening.
Yeah.
That would be after work. So they 7 8 p.m. but
yeah, but even that would be still pretty reasonable, I guess. I suppose US time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean I would say Sunday afternoon football is like as much religion there. It's like, I growing up in an evangelical community, I remember people basically telling the preacher, like, hey, the game's on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding. That's like really a thing. Yeah. So it's like Sunday afternoon football. There's obviously Monday night football. There's all those kind of things. But in general, the big games take place in the middle of the afternoon on a weekend.
How much they are charging for tickets and the tickets prices to see the UFC. Yet they're favoring pay-per-view times over real life times. So they want people to pay as much as they are to go to this event live. Brand new arena, new city in how many ever years it's been. And it's like they're going to charge that much. And then if you want like cage side, it's like over 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Why aren't they doing like Cardiff? You know, why aren't they doing these big arenas where they absolutely could pack it out? And if you're going to do it, you're going to do it while you actually like... This has never happened in the country before where there's been two English champions at the exact same time.
Dude.
So, of course, you're going to be able to sell more than you probably ever were.
Also, maybe it's just down to the fact it could be fucking Leon versus Bilal as well. And they're like, well, it's going to put people to sleep anyway, so it might as well put it at 3 a.m.
Jesus.
You know? Wouldn't you say the UFC haven't actually done as great of a job as you probably would have hoped they would have done since becoming a multi-billion dollar company, making MMA and the UFC entirely international? You know, when you go back and you listen to some of those Dana White interviews from like literally like 2005, 2006, when he's trying to work out the HBO deal, and he's just like, here's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to make this international. And they really kicked it off in like, do you remember like UFC 70, UFC 73 and UFC 76 all in like London? They had fucking Krokop.
Bisping versus Evans for no title at all. I'm pretty sure was the main event in Manchester.
They clearly were making a big fucking stab at, you know, getting these fights more international
In Europe,
and getting
especially.
The UFC out of North America and, you know, into Europe.
Worldwide.
But, honestly, since those events, and maybe you could, you know, look towards COVID and especially now they have something like the Apex, but they actually haven't made much of a stab at really going anywhere, have they?
Because, I mean, they had gone to Prague, they went to Croatia, they obviously went to Sweden. When Joanna Jędrzejczyk won the title, she was only the third ever European champion in UFC history. Because it was, I think it's Bazrutin, and then I think they count Andrei Arlovsky as well. From Belarus. So the fact that Joanna was the third ever European champion at that time, it was like, well, we don't have champions. And from that point onwards, then they definitely tried to go to other places. I think they went to Poland as well at one point. But ever since past COVID 2020,
they're
really nothing at all.
Worry about hard on nothing the Apex, at all. Don't they?
Maybe it's literally just about optimizing. They realized that actually you can localize the events and you can make optimum amount of cash. And actually the reality of it is like, despite the great fan service going to these arenas in Europe, actually they just make so much fucking more money just keeping it in the Apex.
Do you think it has anything to do with the growth of other promotions outside of the European in Europe? No.
No way.
Yeah, because if the UFC come to town and you have the opportunity to go, you're going to go see that over your like school hall fucking...
Well, it depends, because like MMA KSW in Poland, right, is full of Polish fighters and Polish fans. If the UFC come to Poland, how many Polish fighters have they got to showcase and for people to get excited about?
Well, they would just take the regional fighters.
Sure, they'd take some, but it's like...
Poland definitely is an exception. MMA is massive there. They have a massive promotion there. Yeah. And so that's probably why they haven't gone there specifically. Mm. But yeah, they can go pretty much anywhere else. I mean,
I think they still would. I think they, if the UFC would still go to Poland, they'd still fucking sell it out in a heartbeat, you know.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the devil's advocate argument here, it's the obvious thing. Mm-hmm. The monetary side is still there, but it does feel like potentially a closed view on the long term. No casuals are watching this live when it's that early. I mean, who's investing a super, super fucking late night, you know? That's a full-on bender at that point, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is like, you can watch it the next day, and maybe they're just banking on a lot of fans will be fine with that.
Yeah.
It still just doesn't feel right, though. I mean, it's like when they did one on TNT with one championship and, you know, Eddie Alvarez and Demetrius Johnson, you know, and putting those guys on the card. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to localize it and put it on a network at that time. They didn't put it on Singapore time.
Yeah.
And supposedly, I don't know if I agree with this, but that's where they're really big. You know, it's like, oh, Americans just don't understand. You know, they're really big over there. So wait till we bring it over. And they did have a ton of success with those events, to give them credit.
Well, that, to be fair, that's, you know, you see Pride do that as well when they came over to the, you know, K1. K1 put on some massive
Brock Lesnar was a K1 card.
Actually, that was so poorly delivered, though, in every aspect.
Right.
Well, it was. Jeez. Like, it was aired on tape delay on CBS. Yeah. Like, what the fuck were they thinking?
I can understand what you're saying as well, because it should be a celebration, because outside of the MMA media, when we have a UK event, that usually other media sources jump on it and they're like, oh, the UFC was in London and our UFC champion Englishman won. Then they're not going to watch it if it's at 3 a.m. So that media coverage is probably not going to happen. And it'll be people banking on the fact that they watch it the next day.
Who's waking up at 6 a.m. to write that headline?
Like, even the Joshua and Ngannou fight we watched it in a pub. You know, it was late, but they still had it on in pubs. They're not going to have the UFC on in pubs. Yeah. Like, all of that's gone.
That's the thing. When you do watch an AJ fight, the spectacle of it is like absolutely amazing, because everyone's fucking ready to go, and it's this huge thing. But you're right.
Well, they're taking that opportunity away from Aspinall, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's how we've built our, like, I don't want to say heavyweight specifically, but that's how we've built our boxing stars.
And it's almost like they're treating it's almost like bringing it over here and putting it midnight or like in the early hours of the morning is still treating it like it's 2002, like this underground fucking, like, oh, it can only go on at after midnight kind of show. And it just kind of dampens the whole thing, doesn't it? It's just like, you're not going to get that.
It's crazy, man. If it was like, we've got two UK champions going back to Manchester at a new arena, go and watch it. It's like, well, no one's going to watch it.
You could fill that place at 10 a.m.
You can't even promote it.
It wouldn't matter what time you put that on.
It's not about the arena, though. It's about people watching at home and around the country. They're just not going to do it.
No.
Because the whole point of, like, if you look at, like, Tough, you know, what is the classic fucking age-old story that they tell about Tough? It's just like, well, everyone was ringing their friend and, like, they would, you got to watch this fight, bro. It's just like, well, you're not doing that at fucking 4 a.m., 5 a.m. in the morning.
Everyone's asleep.
Mom!
It's not happening. You can't call a friend. You can't text a friend at that time being like, fucking wake up, bro. This fucking fight is awesome.
Who's going to be on the card, right? I think we're assuming Leon and...
Well, who's Aspinall going to fight?
Blades, probably. Curtis Blades. Blades coming off a good win.
I want the Garn fight. I want England versus France. Agincourt. Oh, let's go.
Let it go.
Garn is just refusing that fight outright, though. He's saying he...
Coward.
He's not interested in taking
French,
the fight.
Surrendering.
Yep.
Classic.
Well, what's wrong, Garn? Hey? Yeah. Need a white flag, mate. So I want the fight to happen. I'm just trying to encourage
that's you. That's his custom shorts, actually, is getting. They're just,
where his white shorts.
Yeah, blanket white, yeah.
It's going to be like that boxing match where the bell goes off and he gets straight out. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense for him to fight Blades to get that win back and go like, oh, well,
yeah, it was obviously clearly just an injury and I'm the
just
better guy.
Just don't kick him again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Can you imagine it just ends the same way again?
Yeah, his other leg explodes.
I told you it was a weakness.
Yeah. I exploited that.
Yeah. If you were to get a main card of all the English fighters and stuff, is that a pay-per-view that's actually going to sell big? Like, is Aspinall a big star? Is Aspinall a big enough star to go on at fucking 11 p.m. on UK time? Or does it have to go on at 6 a.m.? Because the reality of it is like Aspinall isn't actually, he can't sell. Jason, obviously you're the only non-English person here. But like, if are you interested in an Aspinall, Leon, Makhachev, Paddy main card? Or Arnold Allen pay-per-view main card? Mm.
Well, I guess that's more of a question for the casual fans in the States, because I think whenever you're watching from home, it's kind of palpable whenever they go to a nation and people go crazy. Like, you know, Tommy's talked about this in a ton of videos when Aldo jumped into the crowd for the first time in forever that they went back to Rio. That's like a goosebump moment because you understand how big it is for those markets. And I think as a fan, is objectively more interesting when, and they need to do this inside of the States way more. They did it with Stipe, somebody who headlined 204 as well. They did it with Stipe when he fought Alistair. Mm. That was in front of the home crowds, right? Shouting, OHIO. You know, it was like a great, great moment. And so in general, yeah, you want to see the crowd up in front of, in their element, showing out.
You know, one of the events that everyone always remembers for like the end of time is the Dublin card.
In
reality, like bunch of sort of like Irish guys that nobody really cared about on like the biggest fucking crowd experience, you know, that you could feel through the TV. And you do hope that that's something that the Manchester fans can do as well. Create that noise and create those moments and make them more spectacular than the reality of maybe it actually is an Aspinall versus Blades fight, you know, without that Manchester crowd, could that really be palpable? Could you really be and feel like that's a big fucking fight without that Manchester crowd? I don't know.
I mean, there are so many moments that are kind of made by the audience, you know? It's like, you know, I brought up this example and people don't like it when I bring it up, but, you know, Chael Sonnen versus Anderson Silva. Can you imagine if they treated that like any other fight and booed for it being on the ground and not getting... I mean, you know, you saw what happened with DC and Anderson Silva. They booed the shit out of DC because they didn't like DC at the time. Yeah. So they didn't like the fact that he was trying to wrestle him. And yes, Chael was more active, blah, blah, blah. But the crowd made the Anderson fight even better.
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredible, you know, and the crowd being so into it. If they were booing the whole time, you probably have a totally different impression.
It's true, yeah. We're going to be doing a giveaway on the channel members, which is only $2.99 for one ticket for the UFC
all we can afford.
Manchester.
We're going to use the members' money.
This isn't false advertising at all. This you is not like this that. Isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
If you sign up to the membership, we are going to do a giveaway.
We can give them exclusive access to scalp tickets at the door in Manchester.
We've got a guy, he'll be there in a coat.
Yeah.
£500.
We'll give you an exclusive link to go buy it on Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
A potential Russian.
So, just, you know, $2.99.